Okay, lovely. Yeah, Kenneth works down at Johnson Space Center and is the on-site coordinator down there and makes sure everything happens down at the NASA end of things. So thanks for all your help, Kenneth.
My pleasure.
6.5 minutes, and I'll start reading the script in about 30 seconds. And welcome to EchoLink. Thanks for joining us today. And thanks to Graham Lawton for running EchoLink for us today.
And Will, it sounds like the recording has started, and I'll be on, but I'll be muted throughout, so good luck to the school.
Okay, lovely. Thanks for your help, Frank.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. This is Will Marchant, KC6ROL from the Space Sciences Laboratory, University of California, Berkeley. For amateur radio volunteers and the crew on the ISS, we hope to soon establish radio contact with the International Space Station as it flies more than 200 miles above the Earth over Hawaii. And this is all accomplished with ARIS, amateur radio on the International Space Station. And the ISS is currently flying over the Pacific Ocean, and it's whizzing along at around 17,500 miles an hour. This contact will be performed using the Telebridge Network, and that's a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enable students to contact the ISS. Now, ARIS is a consortium of volunteers from 9 nations that develop and operate the amateur radio station on board the International American Radio Relay League, the Worldwide AMSAT Radio Amateur Satellite Corporations, and the amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with the ISS today is W86PN in Honolulu, Hawaii, operated by Nancy Rochelo, W86PN, and Dick Flagg, A86NM. And thanks for helping Sachi and Dick.
You're welcome. It's our we love to do it anytime.
Even at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay. 3 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, very good. And we've just got about 4 minutes and 30 seconds until we expect to hear from Clay Anderson on board the International Space Station. Now, our contact is the One Stop Richmond Hill Community Center, Richmond Hill, New York. And now let's check in with the students. And we've asked Nimi Alperstein at the Community Center to please tell us about the children that are taking part today.
Good morning, and thank you for this incredible opportunity. The One Stop Richmond Hill Community Center serves our locale with a program in technology, video conferencing, and a camp through the summer and after-school programs during the year. It is provided at no cost for our students in the local area schools after school and during the summer. And Richmond has made this possible for our students. In addition, we have about 40 students here today, and we have all sorts of questions we'd love to have answered. We're very excited as we are involved in a lot of space science studies. We know how important it is because we think we have your future astronaut engineers.
Excellent. Yeah, well, there may be some of you students there who are part of the program to go to the moon or Mars, and you might not be aware, but amateur radio has been asked to take part in the exploration initiative to go out to the planet. So some of you in the future might be on the other end of this radio link talking to the next generation of students. Now, Nancy and Dick, before the contact begins, could you please briefly tell us about your station, where you are, and how you'll handle the conversation, please?
Okay. We are in an amateur radio club station here at Sacred Hearts Academy. This is an all-girls school. Many of our club members, we have meetings periodically throughout the school year. I have a student with me whose mother was kind enough to bring her here so she could participate. About 30 seconds before the space station is predicted to rise above our horizon, I will begin calling. I will use my amateur call sign, WH6TN, to contact the International Space Station, NSS. As soon as I have established contact, I will say, go ahead, New York. At time, Emily, you can start asking your questions. I would like to remind the participants to speak clearly. It is very important that each speaker say over when they are finished. This task should last about 9 minutes due to obstruction on either end. Just before we anticipate losing contact, I will let you know, and at this point, you may wish to say a group goodbye.
Lovely. Well, thanks very much, Nancy. And I wanted to remind you at Richmond Hill that because you're using a speakerphone that automatically switches between transmit and receive, everyone needs to be very, very quiet all throughout contact. So you need to avoid, clapping or cheering or whatever until Nancy calls at the end for that big group thank you. All right, and I also want to remind everyone that what we're doing on board the ISS is an experiment. We can never tell the results, positive or negative, until the experiment is over. And students, remember to say the word over at the end, just the way we practice and the way it is on your card. So we have just about 40 seconds until the station should be over Hawaii. So Nancy and Dick, it's all yours. I wish everybody the best of luck. Go ahead, Nancy.
Okay. What you're going to hear is the noise, and I'm going to begin calling, even though they haven't broken our horizon. We want to be ready as soon as they cross it to get our signal. NE1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SO calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WPN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN. I hear you broken up. How do you copy me? Over.
With the Hotel 6 Papa November, I have you loud and clear.
Okay. Go ahead, New York.
I'm Emily. What was the biggest challenge the crew faced during any of the speech loss while you were working on the ISS? Over.
The biggest challenge was having never been outside before and not knowing what to expect, but it turned out to be a lot of fun. Over.
I'm Antar. What is the food in space and the chocolate tastes strange in space? Over.
Tastes great in space, just like on the Earth, and one of my favorite foods in space is mashed potatoes with meat. Over.
Able to email your family from... Over.
I can send email every single day from space. Over.
I'm Kadeem. What activity is the most fun as you float around the space station? Over.
I just like to float around and look out the windows and think that's the most. Over.
I'm Doris. What's your favorite module of the space station and why? Over.
My favorite module in the space station is the lab module. That's because I sleep there and I do most of my work there. And it's my favorite place. Over.
I'm Isaiah. What did you bring with you to remind your family and home?
I brought lots of pictures of my family and some of my friends, and I bought some Nebraska clothing. Over.
I'm Eric. What are you doing with robots on the space station? It's on your list of activities. Over.
that the robotic manipulator is a big space station arm, and we use that to move modules around, and we're going to do that with STS-118, and we're going to do that again after they leave. Over.
I'm Henry. It is exciting up there. What do you do if you have trouble going to sleep? Over.
Henry, usually I read a book. I'm reading a mystery story right now, and that helps me go to sleep at night, to wind down. Over.
Jasmine would like to know, do you ever share meals, and what kind of food is your favorite? Over.
Yes, we share meals all the time. We share Russian and American food, and then when we get snacks from home, like chocolate and sugar babies and stuff like that, we share those as well.
I'm Lisa. What do you eat for breakfast, and can you change your mind about what you want to eat? Over.
I like to eat yogurt, and I like to eat something in Russian called tvorog, which is kind of a cottage cheese mix, and it's really very good. We can change our mind to eat something different, but not after we add the water. Over.
I'm Chelsea. We have private conversation time. How long do you talk to your dad, Steven? Over.
Yeah, Chelsea, usually I get to talk for 15 to 30 minutes, and I get to do it and see them with a video link as well, so it's really very nice. Over.
I'm Java. What surprise and message? Over.
Well, you know, most of the stuff has gone pretty much as we expected. There was a little bit of problems with the computers on the Russian side when we first got here, but that's been fixed and everything's going great now. Over.
I'm Emily. How did you first become interested in space?
When I was 8 years old, my mom and dad got me up to watch the Apollo 8 astronauts go around the backside of the moon, and once they did that, I was hooked. Over.
I am. Do your children want to travel in space like you, and why? Over.
You know, Anton, that's a good question, and I haven't really asked them lately, but I don't know if they want to travel in space or not. I'll ask them though the next time I talk to them, okay? Over.
I'm Brianna. Has any of you got in space, and what has it done about it?
Fortunately, Brianna, they keep us pretty healthy before we launch, and then if we get sick in space, we have Oleg Kotov on board, and he's a doctor, a flight surgeon, they call him, so we don't have too many worries from that perspective. Over.
Uncle Dean, do you have internet on the ISS, and what video games are you having? Over.
We don't have the internet. We could, but we don't. They're worried that hackers could get into our system from the ground, but we can play video games that are saved on a disc, and I like to play Tiger Woods Golf. Over.
I'm Jorvik. How do you get news up in space? Can you watch any of it, and does Mission Control send you any news? Over.
That's a great question, Doris, and they send me news every day. I get to watch the NBC Nightly News on a daily basis, and I also get to read the papers from the Eastern Chronicle in my hometown. Over.
I'm Isaiah. When you return home, what is the first thing you want to do? Over.
Isaiah, the first thing I want to do when I return home is hug my wife and kids and give them all a big kiss. Over.
I'm Eric. What food do you miss most up in space? Over.
Another easy question, Eric. I miss T-bone steak, medium rare, with a baked potato, with butter, sour cream, onions, and chives, and 3 glasses of Cabernet Sauvignon. Over.
I'm Henry. What sports can you play up there in microgravity? Over.
Well, Henry, that's a good question. We can play space, and I'm also thinking about using one of our rust cans and getting out a hockey stick and playing a little hockey. Over.
Jackie would like to know, space safety is very important here. What has to be done when you suspect ISS smoking? Over.
One of the things we do is make sure there's no dust that covers up the smoke detector, and we also check how the computer software talks to the smoke detectors. We do that on a regular basis to make sure everything's working so that they can tell us if we really do have a fire. Over.
I'm Louisa. I was trying to prepare for return to Earth. Is there a compactor? Over.
We have no trash compactor. We wish we did. The Mir space station actually had one. It was a very clever design. What we have to do is stuff it into bags, and then we have to stretch the bags down as small as we can, and we stuff them into a progress vehicle, and then that leaves eventually when it's full and gets burned up in the Earth's atmosphere. Over.
I'm Chelsea. Is the ISS going to become a national library, and what kind of experiments will be important? Over.
I think already is an international laboratory. I've been doing some experiments on food and muscle mass and bones for future travel to Mars and the Moon. And also we're working with a system that generates oxygen on board so we can have more of that for our international crew. And there's another experiment that measures the air composition, and that's very important for folks on the ground. So
time to say group goodbye. Anyone has sessions is WHCPM. Aloha and 73.
Okay, great job, Nancy. Great job at the school. Ladies and gentlemen, we've shared a moment of history. Amateur radio station 6 p.m. in Honolulu, Hawaii. Operated by Nancy Rochelot and Dick Flagg, contacted Clay Anderson, K85PLA, aboard the International Space Station, talking with students at the One Stop Richmond Hill Community Center in Richmond Hill, New York. Kenneth G. Ransom, N5VHO, was the ERIS mentor responsible for helping the school prepare. And now for the international volunteer team of ERIS, including the radio amateur satellite corporations around the world. This is Will Marchant, amateur radio operator KC6ROL, sending my greetings to all of you in amateur radio terms 73, which is best wishes. Well, congratulations, Richmond Hill. You folks did a great job.
Thank you. You were phenomenal in putting us through.
Excellent. That's Nick doing the excellent job that they always do. So, and thanks to Kenneth and Frank for organizing the event for us. And Graham, thanks very much for doing the Echo Link for us.
A pleasure.
And I think we're done for today. Congratulations again for time to go out and celebrate.
Thank you. One Stop Richmond Hill Community Center, 123.
Thank you. Excellent. Our pleasure. Thanks for having us there. And Nancy, Vic, thanks again.